Trumos Perik Yud Mishnah Ches 10:8. Another Mishnah about pickling and the transfer of taste. Here we're not talking about truma at all, but simply the transfer of taste between non-kosher fish and kosher fish that are pickling in a barrel. So the issue with fish is that it has a very potent taste, a very strong taste, and that being the case, potentially the required amount of heter to the iser in the mixture is elevated. So the Mishnah says, "Dag tamei shekavshu im dag tahor." If you have pickling in a jar, not kosher fish species together with kosher fish species. So then, kol garav shu machzik sa'asayim, if you have a barrel where the barrel contains a total of sa'asayim, two sa'a, a sa'a roughly, we always think of a sa'a in this shear as being a six-pack of two-liter bottles, which are bringing, of course, to 12 liters. So sa'asayim, roughly 24 liters, so whatever, 6-7 gallons. Im yesh bo mishkal asara zuz bi Yehuda shem chamisha slam begalil dag tamei. If in that two sa'a, let's call it 24 liters container, you have even a little bit of not kosher fish, so much that it just weighs as much as 10 zuz in Yehuda, coins in other words, the weight of 10 coins, zuz coins in Yehuda, which are the same as 5 sela coins in the Galil. I don't want to get into the math, it's just involved and really for nothing anyways. You're not going to remember it if I give it like this anyways. But it works out to one part in 960. So if there's one part of dag tamei, not kosher fish, in a container with a total of 960 parts, so then tziro aser, all of the liquid in the container is aser because the dog tamei, the not kosher fish, puts out a very potent taste. So that's one part of 960. The halacha actually will end up following that shita, but it's rounded to 1,000. So in other words, halacha lamaisa, putting the Rambam shita aside, Ashkenazim for sure, and really everyone, it works out to be you need to have 1,000 times of heter against a component of not kosher fish iser together. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says revius besasaim. If you have the threshold is one revius, which is like a kiddush cup, a quarter of a lug, in sa'asayim and two sa'. Here I will run the numbers very quickly for you because they're more useful, familiar terms, and you should know them, the truth is. So one sa'a is useful to be thought of as a six-pack of two-liter bottles. That's roughly the size of it, and it's divided into six components. Each two-liter bottle is one kav, and a kav can be divided into four lugin, so each like 500 cc, like a little Coke bottle, 500 cc, and revius, which means quarter, is a quarter of a lug. So that means that it's roughly 125 cc. That number actually fits almost smack in the middle between Rav Moshe Shita and even Rav Chaim Nai Shita and the Chazon Ish, right in the middle there, at 125. In any case, if you run the numbers now in reverse, you'll see that one saw has six kav, which has times 4, 24 lug, which times 4 has 96 reviuses. And we're talking about 2 sa'a, so 96 times 2 is 192. So it comes out then that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is you needed to have 192 times as much heter to iser. If it's, we're talking about fish brine to be heter, and if it's exactly one part out of 192, it's still aser. That's his point over here. The Rambam actually paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, but he rounds it to 200, so the threshold becomes one part in 200. Excuse me, one part against 200 is already, I should say it better. 200 parts to one becomes permissible, and less than that remains aser. The third sheet is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer Echad Meshisha Sarbo. He says the threshold is 1/16. You need to have more than one part in 16. Where he's coming from is not perfectly clear to me, and I actually fail to find anyone who explained where that number comes from. But putting it aside, the halacha is like Tanakama, that it's because tzir fish brine has so potent tasting, you need to have 1,000 times of heter against iser for the mixture to be permitted.